Kathy, let's tell folks about what we're learning here in Paris at the second annual Mobile Learning Week sponsored by UNESCO.
350 people from over 30 countries with significant representation from the Global South.
Global South is the politically correct term for developing nations.
Right. They've convened at UNESCO headquarters right over by the Eiffel Tower. On Monday and Tuesday, people made presentations about mobile learning projects, literally from countries all over the globe.
We made a presentation where we talked about how we are addressing barriers in our mobile learning projects in Singapore and the United States.
Yeah, well, while these places aren't exactly the Global South, there are barriers that are unique to the Global South. The barriers we identified are pretty universal.
For example, one barrier is networking infrastructure that is wobbly.
An educational software that requires schools to have an always-on connection is simply unrealistic.
Heavens, even in the middle of Paris at the UNESCO headquarters, the Wi-Fi was wobbly.
Elliot, don't speak ill of your host.
Good point. Sorry, UNESCO, but your internet is still wobbly.
And you're incorrigible.
And moving right along, Banu Patta of Nokia gave the opening keynote. He claimed that over 90 million individuals have used the Nokia Live and Nokia Live Plus educational tool suites that come free on their feature phones.
While the apps were basic, flashcards and other drill and practice type apps, it's still impressive to think that 90 million children and adults can use these apps for learning.
And another VP at Nokia claimed that today's feature phones can do just about anything that a smartphone can do, and thus the distinction is a false one at this point. Users can access the internet on Nokia feature phones, play games, install apps, etc.
Basically, the developing nations are leapfrogging the desktop-laptop period. It makes good sense, given that the planet is truly in the age of mobilism, and there was a lot of excitement at the conference. There is finally an opportunity to impact children all over the globe through mobile learning.
At the high end, Thailand has initiated its OTPC, One Tablet Per Child program. They are planning to distribute over 800,000 7-inch Android tablets to first graders and another 800 tablets to 7th graders.
I hope Thailand also provides its teachers with curriculum that's explicitly designed to include the use of the tablets.
That's your favorite barrier. In fact, we count that one twice. It's so important.
Yes, it's because we can't ask teachers to take their existing pencil and paper curriculum, convert it on their own time to learning activities that make good use of mobile devices.
But we do ask the teachers to do that conversion, and we know the outcome. Let's hope the Global South learns from our missteps.
Well, except for Thailand, all the other projects we heard about were specific local ones. For example, Martin Mestrepo is working in a village of fishermen in Brazil. In his project, he's having the children use their feature phones to tell the stories of their parents. The children use still images, video, recorded interviews with their parents, as well as text in the stories.
But reading text on a feature phone screen is too hard.
You set me up. Thank you very much, Elliot. Martin Schneps of Harvard has found that the smaller cell phone screen can actually make it easier for those with dyslexia to read if the materials are prepared correctly. Dyslexia is the most common learning disability in children, and persist throughout life.
So there, take that, you doubters!
Relax, Elliot, relax. UNESCO Mobile Week 2012 had 100 attendees. Mobile Week 2013 had 350. UNESCO Mobile Week 2014
will be off the charts. Mobile learning is happening. Yay!
We'll be back next month with more on mobile learning. Thanks for listening.